This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Manish Sharma. How are you, Manish?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me.
And Manish is the Group Chief Executive of Accenture Operations. This is about a $6 billion business. You oversee about 140,000 people. Talk about what your business is.
So I think for us, this business is about delivering tangible, sustained business outcomes for our clients. You know, so that's point number one. The second one is taking their shared services, enterprise functions, and transforming them in a digital way, ready for the new world. So that's the second one. I think the third one is it's about creating interesting jobs, you know, for our people. This is all about people's business. We have platforms, we have assets, but it's all about finally the people. So I think that's kind of, I would say, summarize the business in three parts.
Okay, so let's look at the role of shared services and enterprise functions. Everything changed come March. Now, it's really interesting. You had a long career with Accenture. March 1st, you become the chief executive. What was that like, and what lessons did you learn, Manish, from actually, could you imagine, March 1st?
Yeah, you know, I've had a very interesting career. You know, I've been with the firm for this is my 26th year. So I've kind of virtually started this business for the firm. And whatever I had learned in 2.5 decades, I was probably not prepared when the pandemic hit, after I took on the role, because that was something very different. But the key thing which I will say is that the number of innovations we had been working on for the last, 5 years, 10 years or something, and we always had some hesitation, skepticism about adopting what I call as the new digital wave. But what I saw post the pandemic was hyper adoption of hyper automation, coming and chasing us for the new innovation in a digital way. And that is what we have seen in a dramatic fashion. Speed to value has become now one of the key success factors for any of our clients. So I am pretty happy because what ideas we had, people were pushing us around or delaying it. Now people are after us to kind of implement and deploy them and execute them.
What are CEOs asking for most? I know I speak with CEOs every single day, the Fortune 300 CEOs, they want to emerge stronger post-pandemic. What specifically are they looking for in technology to adopt so they could transform?
Right now, I would say the CEOs, I'm probably talking to at least a couple of them every single day, right? And I think the key things that they are really looking for is big transformational stuff as we speak. That is one. Second one is resiliency. This
Absolutely.
Pandemic has exposed many of the clients and there are some of their shared services, functions and everything else. They're looking at resiliency. The third one that they're really is a speed to value. How fast can you change stuff for us? How fast can we do the digital transformation journey? Earlier, it was taking 3 years. Now the clients and we are working with them to do the same journey, which was taking 3 years in 1 year's time. That's kind of, I think, what I'm hearing from the CEOs.
Oh, okay. And you deal with CEOs. It's not just the IT people. You're dealing with CEOs.
So we work with the C-suite. So we have the CFO, the CHRO. So we are working at that C-suite level.
Okay. So what is the outcome they want? When they want the transformation, what types of transformation specifically and what technologies are they looking at over this next year?
So a couple of things, right? Earlier, there used to be a massive focus on transformation and delivering cost reduction. So transformation encompassing a lot of cost reduction. But now the only thing, they want the cost reduction, of course, but what they're asking is, can you help me improve the experience of the customer, experience of the employee, experience of their vendor. So now there's a big shift, which is, you know, along with this, we have the experience coming and doing, I would say, a big rotation towards experience along with the cost reduction. So that's kind of one of the things. And you asked me another question, which is, what are the technologies? So, you know, we kind of look at it in the framework. There are lots of basic technologies that we use, right? But the three keywords I will leave it with you is automation, artificial intelligence, analytics, and not just them as a buzzword. How do you deploy them and make it at scale?
So this is a big thing. You're way ahead of the game. In 2016, you stopped traditional what would be called outsourcing and started doing automation and created what you call the hubs of specialists. So you were way ahead of the game. How is that working out? And then I want you to answer, are we going to get to a point where people become obsolete and everything is just automated?
So, again, thanks for asking this question. You know, this is a very interesting topic, right? And something I'm passionate about, right? So one is the journey from 2016 to now has been fantastic. We made some mistakes in our earlier, a year or so. And the mistake, I would say, or the challenge that people have to do is when you are embarking on this kind of a journey, please take the people along with you. This is about people. This is about making people's life better, whether it is the customers, whether it is your employees and everything else. So it is not something that you do it to them. It is something that you work along with your folks to make a world a better place. Now, what we did some for fundamental stuff, when we started on this automation journey and some of the questions that you were asking were, you know, it brought me memories of the last few years is people will, if you say, I'm just going to automate and eliminate jobs, you are not going to have any success. In our case, what we said was, anybody who automates their job gets promoted. Anybody who automates that was the thing, right? And that changed the game. You know, when I joined the place, I virtually, you know, everyone who has been there, I was employee number 9 in India when I got hired, right? So I've seen the rest of the folks join after me. And it has been a fascinating journey for me to see the people grow. So for me, you know, I believe that human beings have unlimited potential. It is a question of giving them the right opportunities, the right skills, and they will do exactly what you ask them for. So we, you know, for me, it has been a huge journey where investing in people, training the people, and watching them grow in front of your own eyes is what is fascinating.
Is that internally at Accenture or with clients or everywhere?
Everywhere. That is the, you know, internally we are executing it, but our message is anybody who automates their job gets promoted. We have got 8 reskilling academies where we put people into the reskilling academies, whether it is for automation, AI, and everything else. We do this kind of, you know, across the patch, for them. They spend 6 months, 8 months in reskilling and acquiring new skills, so that they are ready for the new world. Now, the other question which you asked is, and I think I love that question, is it about elimination of jobs? First of all, I just want to make it really, really clear. Automation is done for 6 fundamental things. First one is, you automate if it enhances the customer satisfaction. Second, if you automate, the quality has to improve, the consistency has to improve. Third, when you automate, the lead time of doing something should decrease. That's the third. The fourth one is improves the risk and compliance of any company. The fifth one, it improves the controls that you have. And the sixth one, and the most important one, which I'm passionate about, is improving people's life, giving them interesting jobs. If you do the 6 steps well, you will get the cost reduction that you desire. But please do not chase cost reduction, because you might automate non-value-added stuff and make a complete mess of it, right? So we have to be very clear why we automate processes. We do not automate people's jobs. And I think that is one principle which I've learned. Other one which is there, you said elimination of jobs.
So we're going to have to take a break now. And when we take the commercial break, We're going to hear more about the elimination of jobs. Does it happen or not? This is fascinating, though. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Manish Sharma, who is the Group Chief Executive of Accenture Operations, a $6 billion company, 140,000 people. We've been hearing all about massive transformations, which in full disclosure, in 2010, that's when you started tackling that. And so that's when you come into our time with the pandemic, you're ready to go. I mean, starting as CEO on March 1st. But now let's get back into what you're talking about. And I love your idea. Anyone who automates their job gets promoted. But you were talking about the potential of automation losing jobs. We know Google had two computers who were creating their own language speaking with each other. So tell what are the risks of this? What is the potential?
So it's something which is I'm very passionate about. And I will tell you one headline message. And you have to tell me. So I'm going to ask you a question. Automation will eliminate all jobs. When was this first time this quote came out? Can you guess the year?
1846? No.
1873. So you're okay. Very close on, right? You know, and the basic assumption, right? So this has been going on for a long, long time. You know, we said ATMs will come, we will lose banking, tellers will not be there and everything right. else. What I have learned, and now I have learned this through my personal experiences, the old kind of mundane jobs disappear. But what this creates is an opportunity which never existed before. Never existed before. It creates new jobs. Now, you know, when I look at my composition of my workforce, there was a point of time when I had people, 98% of my people were doing transactional jobs, which is measurable, repeatable, predictable jobs. Today, that number has come down to 50%. And I got 33%, which is automation, this thing. But I have got now automation engineers. I have got AI engineers. I have got new kind of jobs, more exciting jobs for human beings are getting created due to this automation surge, which I've never seen in my life before.
And it's just getting bigger. Every CEO wants it. If a CEO wants to connect you, what's the website they go to?
It's very simple, right? You know, we go to our Accenture.com, which is there, and we are all available. We have the contact points. Absolutely happy to connect, brainstorm, talk about the new ideas, the new surge that is happening. Happy to talk about it.
Okay, so I would love to talk about this for hours, and I think CEOs listening in would love to also. But I want to shift over to your leadership philosophy because I was really impressed. I know about one time with the BPO and pharma certifications, what you did. Just talk about, you're managing 140,000 people. That's a lot of people. How would you codify your leadership philosophy?
For me, it has been, grooming people and making them into big leaders. Almost all the leaders, and we've got many examples who actually were hired at entry level, and now they are managing directors in our company. The kind of growth that we have seen, exponential growth, and people have been critical, as we have gone.
What's something unique you do as a leader? That sort of, this is Manish's style. This is my secret sauce as a leader to grow people so they can succeed.
I think personal coaching. Helping them with real life situations, working with them hand to hand and then kind of slowly withdraw, but demonstrate to them as to how things could be done and then be on the sidelines and help coach and guide them. That has been, a singular this thing which I have always done with all my leaders around.
Okay. Let's go into what your whole business is, which is, to me, you're a transformative engine. You're the one, and you put the engine in, and any car they want, they could do that different car. talked about how that works out with different companies, and maybe you have an example of a company you worked with.
Yeah, so I think, you know, what I kind of always look at it is, one is, there are two, three streams to this, right? One stream is, we take a company, help them with the digital transformation, you know, transforming whatever they had, you know, which is not delivering in terms of whether it's experience, whether it's cost reduction, whether it is transforming. But that is a big part of our business. But the one which is more exciting for me is we being used as a incubation and an innovation engine for our clients.
Mm.
So, you know, one of the clients that we were working with, they came out with some 15 new ideas. Now, could we have done anything, you know, with those 15 ideas? We didn't even know because they were all, this was a startup company. They were coming out with different stuff. So we said, we will incubate, we will make a process for all these 15 ideas.
Very cool.
And we created the incubation factory for them, right? So we kind of went there, got the customers, got everything going. And out of the 15, you know, now, you know, this was about 8 years back. And today, as we are there, 8 of them have become massive ideas. And we have there, you've got thousands of people, you know, are deployed to this. So I think that's kind of the most interesting part, incubating, thinking around, and creating new processes for them, for products and for services which have never been ever been given to the market. That is what I love about our job.
Okay, I want to shift gears and talk more about doing good for the world. And I know you had a special project called Impact Sourcing. Could you just share what that was and the results? Because I think this is a model of what more CEOs need to be doing.
Again, thanks for you know, asking this question, right? If you look at across the world, and if you look at even our big centers, so we are, you know, as you said, 140,000 people across 57 countries. But what we have been doing and we have been seeing is a lot of folks from the rural side, from the villages, actually coming to the cities for doing the jobs. So cities are already congested, right? And we're getting all these people to flow in from there. What we did was, can we, instead of trying to bring the folks from villages and from the rural areas to come into the big cities, can we go and create the jobs in the rural location? And that, I think, made some rich, this thing. We have got now centers, you know, whether it is in India, Philippines, you know, in South Africa. We have now got places where we have stopped it. So the objective is, can we get the jobs into the rural areas? Can we stop the big migration that is happening, you know, across to the big cities and creating more congestion? And taking jobs to people who really, really need it. So we actually did that, and something which, again, I'm extremely passionate and something which I'm very closely associated even in my personal life is, how do I really create more jobs, more satisfaction? And I always love a story, which is, you know, one of the ladies that we hired, right? We are very big on, you know, in our inclusion and diversity, you know, almost 50 plus percent of my, more than 50% plus is, are actually women leaders in my company. You know, she was there in the village. We went and we created the job. She was able to repay the loans of her father who had taken it for her, you know, upbringing. Some great.
Love it. Oh, you've got to feel so great about that. Well, I hate to say, everyone, we have run out of time. Remember, Accenture.com. And Manish, what he's told all of us is, think about hubs of specialists. That is the direction that all of business is going in. And when you're thinking about transformative engines, there you've got Manish at the center. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention radio listeners, Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Michael Kalman. How are you, Michael?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting me today.
And Michael is the founder and CEO of Media Crossing. So I want to start off by asking you, digital advertising is a really crowded space. It seems everyone's in there. Talk about how you are different, because you are one of the fastest growing, award-winning, independent digital agencies anywhere, and you have a very different model. So talk about what your model is and really why you started the company.
Great question. We conceived of the business in 2012. If you think about it, the smartphone was kicking on speed. The iPhone was selling faster than dumb phones. And we wanted to be in a business where we helped entrepreneurs and CEOs build a one-to-one relationship with their customers. And we wanted to start a digital-first agency that completely focused on outcomes. So we didn't start our agency by running traditional media like TV, radio, print, and out-of-home. We started by using data to reach very specific customers, to drive sales, help our clients meet their revenue goals, and ultimately build, you know, a preventable, scalable relationship with clients at the expense of everyone else.
Talk about the types of clients that you started with and where you're at now.
Our first client was a family-friendly live entertainment business. We ran advertising for the circus. We ran advertising for Sesame Street Live and Monster Jam and Supercross and other events that were very venue focused. And our job 365 days a year was to sell tickets to these live events. And we cut our teeth by helping that particular customer migrate from running traditional media to running digital tool sets that allowed them to, you know, drive ticket sales. Every single one of our clients has a KPI of selling something, driving revenue. We would be called a performance agency, a performance digital agency. The KPI is really about driving revenue. I have very, very few campaigns running that are designed to create awareness. All of the stuff we do is really designed to create an outcome. And so if you're a mid-sized company and you're looking to build a one-to-one relationship with your customer and drive engagement, but ultimately drive, you know, superb lifetime value, I think we're a good choice. But our business is really about helping our clients drive an action.
And it's interesting when you talk about driving an action, because what intrigued me about Media Crossing is your real-time analytics. Talk about the concept of what that is and how that works.
Yeah, I mean, I think that gone are the days where you could provide a client a report of what happened in their campaigns 30 days later. We thought it would be neat to build a business intelligence tool that allowed our clients 24/7 access to their campaigns. They could see the good, the bad, and the ugly. I like to tell our people that what we've built is a 24/7 report card that lets our clients know how we're producing results for them. And so we are pushing into this platform all paid media, their Google Analytics, any marketing automation platforms that they have linked into their systems. And we're giving CEOs a total picture of what's happening in their campaigns. Look, I think the number one reason we have a ridiculously low attrition rate is because we're so transparent with our clients. It's one thing to give a client a report of what happened after 30 days. We find it to be more important to give a client a daily snapshot of exactly what's happening with their advertising. Again, we're a performance-driven agency. Our clients are expecting to put a dollar into the front of in front of the machine, and at the back end of the machine, get $5 to $10 back in revenue. And if we're not constantly monitoring the production of these campaigns and the performance, that kind of gets lost. And we really do believe that the big don't eat the small, the fast eat the slow. And
say that again. The big don't eat the. That is really interesting quote. Say it again.
We believe at Media Crossing that the big don't eat the small, the fast eat the slow.
I like
our clients are CEOs. They're challenger brands in many cases. They're ranked number two or number three in a category. And it frankly is our job to conquest business. And we are doing that day to day with the tools we have in place. So never a day goes by where our team and our clients are looking at the numbers and looking at the sales results. So if you're a direct-to-consumer advertiser or you're a company that was a bricks-and-mortar traditional business that's converting to a Shopify storefront or you are just trying to conquest business to keep your shelf facings at CVS and Target, we're the ideal agency for you because we are monitoring and doing this performance, these performance campaigns day in, day out.
Okay, it's really interesting how you have the results and performance orientation. Obviously, that resonates with CEOs a lot. CEOs love dashboards, love to check different things. What type of dashboard, what types of things come up real time? So let's say if you're working with the CEO, in the morning, they could look there and say, oh, we're doing this, 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 this. I don't have to go to my marketing person because the CEO more and more wants to get involved.
The dashboard can provide lots of information about lots of different characteristics. We can tell you the efficacy of each different creative iteration. We can tell you which copies were and which copy is working, which copy is not working. We can tell you if a call to action is effective. We can tell you which geographies are outperforming vis-a-vis other geographies. We can also tell you what first-party data is working and what third-party data is working. But most of all, we're able to tell you what the click-through rate is, and if we can append our code to the checkout page, we can pull in revenue information and actually share how much revenue we're driving with each and every one of our campaigns through the dashboard.
So what specifically is your advice on how CEOs should engage themselves with digital marketing to succeed? And you can't say hire Media Crossing.
What I would suggest to CEOs is that you should challenge your marketing teams to continuously come up with test and learn strategies, figure out which data sets, which audiences, which creative messaging is most effective to reach your customer and ultimately get them to take some action. The days of building a TV commercial and running it and setting it and forgetting it are way over. I think the most interesting thing about what happened with the pandemic is not only did we run into a situation where clients didn't have the appropriate thing to say, but then you had other factors in the marketplace that were changing. And the question is, how do brands talk to customers when things are changing? And I think that requires brand teams to be super nimble about how they message and super nimble about how they use technology to reach certain customers.
It's really interesting. You know, in a very crowded space, I commend you because you've come up with a new model that no one has really had. So you really focus, you build the relationships with the CEO. Are you also working with their marketing team, or how does that whole dynamic work?
You know, I think the first thing that has to happen is we have to build a relationship with everybody at a company. And when we're onboarding a new client, we call it immersion. We build an immersion strategy. We want to know the CEO. We want to know what their goals are. We want to understand the complexity of their marketing department. But I think we take it a step further. We want to know their salespeople. We want to know their sales challenges. We want to know the retail stores or the online stores that they're having issues with. We want to know the new products that are coming out, so it's not uncommon for us to get a sense of what the lifecycle management strategy is for the client. We get a sense of what their promotions look like. So I think we're a great resource to CEOs because we're going to give them a very definitive strategy and we're going to be always on call for them. But equally so, we're going to do the same thing for marketing teams. The best compliment we can get from a client is that you guys look and feel like our employees, but we don't have to pay you. In the case of Media Crossing, what we strive to do is be an extension of a client's marketing team. So if a client has a great idea of what they want to do in terms of marketing campaigns and they've got a new product roadmap, I think our team does a fairly exceptional job of helping them activate that strategy. But this is a very fluid business. I think the number one thing we've had to grapple with since the start of March is that companies are changing the way they market their products, especially given the pandemic. And we've had to be really resilient and very smart about changing the way we talk to the stay-at-home consumer. And I can tell you that what's really interesting about our business is that everything we did in 2019 is probably radically different than the things we're doing now in terms of reaching that consumer, getting them engaged with our clients' products, and ultimately driving conversion.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're with Michael Kalman, the founder and CEO of Media Crossing. If someone wants to get in touch with you, what is the website?
We're at MediaCrossing.com, and I'm Michael at MediaCrossing.com as well.
Excellent. Taking a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about your culture and how digital marketing is changing. Back in a few.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Michael Kalman, who has a unique model, the founder and CEO of Media Crossing. This is really what I would call the CEO's digital marketing company, because it has these unique dashboards with all the information on it. So what I'd like is an example. Could you just share what's an example of like a client you're working with and how that this model works out and manifests itself?
We work with a number of clients in the higher ed space, the live event space, the consumer product space. One of the clients we're most proud of is a company called K&N. K&N is one of the largest filtration companies in North America. It's a Goldman Sachs portfolio company. And we work with them every day to sell performance parts, air filters, for various applications. And much of their business is direct to consumer. And every day our teams are running campaigns, search, social, programmatic, that ultimately drive sales. You know, over the years we've worked with these guys. We know their management team. We embed ourselves with their marketing staff. We know their sales teams. And ultimately, I think the value in the relationship has been, and the success of the relationship has been, the fact that we really do act as an extension of their marketing team. They've got a really smart team, and I think our people are able to operationalize, in many cases, activate both their messaging and their strategies. And we've had really great results during COVID catering to the stay-at-home customer.
You talk about, in a sense, your people becoming part of their team. And I know, Michael, we've spoken in the past, and you're very passionate about your culture and the people who are there. Talk about your culture and what's unique about it.
Yes, when I started this business, I wanted to make sure that this was not a typical agency that was highly political, where people hid mistakes. In college, I studied Edward Deming. The thinking that he brought to various industries, especially the auto industry, was total quality management. And I think our culture at Media Crossing is both honesty, transparency, but with an eye on total quality management. So, look, you know, we're in the business where things change and mistakes get made, but our job is not to assign blame. Our job is to work as a team to fix any sort of errors that happen with campaigns to make sure that we're always, you know, developing strategies internally that propel our clients forward. I like the fact that, you know, when there is an issue with a particular campaign, a particular strategy, we're huddling. Pre-COVID, we all sat in a conference room talking about how we were going to solve for X for a client. Now we sit on Zoom calls where teams scrum every day to figure out how to best manage the client performance of a campaign. What I would tell you is that we've got a great group. We've got a number of people that are in the business from the very start. I think we hire very seasoned people that are good listeners. They spend a fair amount of time helping clients maneuver what's happening in the marketplace. The pandemic has been a shock to the system for a lot. Our people, I think, have been really adroit at adapting to what's happening in the marketplace. But our culture really does come down to delivering a quality product and delivering good outcomes to clients and never losing sight of that.
So let's go back to why you started, because there's something really interesting. So Media Crossing is one of the fastest growing, award-winning digital media agencies. And I think one of the reasons that you were able to escalate so quickly is because of the investment that you had. So you already had the funds and you were able to build out this incredible technology, which makes you become different than other agencies, that you are truly performance driven and have everything in real time analytics.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I think what we wanted to do was we wanted to be taken seriously by technology providers and media companies. And we figured the best way to do that was to raise professional capital. And we were very lucky to raise money from a bunch of well-funded family offices that are extremely notable in the financial services business. These are investors, by the way, that 8 years in have stuck with us. They haven't abandoned MediaCrossing. In fact, they've been a tremendous group of supporters for the business, and they've helped us grow. We were able to very early on focus on providing middle market companies with access to the tools and technologies that were only available to the largest advertisers in the world. It was almost feast or famine. The top largest 100 advertisers had access to programmatic tool sets and third-party data at scale. And we always thought it would be neat if we could figure out a way to provide this type of functionality to small to mid-sized businesses. Oh, and by the way, in the last 2 years, orphan brands, major companies that have brands where they were not getting their fair share of the advertising, you know, strategy or execution. So our business is really about leveling the playing field for a whole bunch of different types of clients, providing leadership in a category where we can advise CEOs of middle market companies how to best approach a marketplace. And that's been our strategy from day one. And I think, you know, it used to be that, you know, 20 years ago, you could reach most consumers by running traditional media, radio, TV, print, and out of home. But our job has gotten much more complicated. How do we mix potentially 21 tactics? Display, video, mobile, social, streaming audio, connected TV, native, and search, again, to help our clients achieve an outcome. And I think the way we went to market in 2012, the way we focused on performance, the way we focused on providing middle market brands with these tool sets has really created some differentiation for MediaCrossing in the marketplace. Given the pandemic, I think what we've seen is there are a number of much larger agencies that are much, you know, more established in MediaCrossing, kind of adopting that same strategy, moving a little further down market, accepting smaller budgets than they would have accepted 4 or 5 years ago. And look, I still bank on the fact that there are 1,000-plus potential companies for us to talk to and run campaigns for and provide our smart thinking to.
On that note, thank you, Michael, for being a guest on the CEO Show. Enlightening insights on results, on performance, and how CEOs can get involved with their whole team.
I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.